Steve Gruber Show. American values with Midwestern common sense.
You know, I used to joke that hardcore environmentalists wouldn't be happy until people were eliminated from the planet altogether. You see, they have this misguided idea that somehow anything done by humans is in violation of Mother Earth. Now, this is the same crew that equates the life of people with any other creature on the planet. In their twisted world, a rat is a bat is a boy. Of course, it's the same band of progressive thinkers that also proclaim abortion as perfectly acceptable, while decrying hunting as a murderous rampage in violation of natural law. Question: how exactly do you have a logical conversation with someone who says abortion is just fine, but killing a deer is a moral outrage? And the simple answer is you don't. My first hardcore exposure to the radical left came during my time attending Montana State University. It was pretty clear that most of those who called themselves environmentalists back then would have been happy to put a fence around the entire state and keep out signs posted from Broadus to Butte and Glacier to Gardner. They'd like to turn Montana, the whole damn place, into a park that no one would be allowed to step foot in. Utopia, they'd call it. Now it seems the things I joked about are a lot closer to being the truth than any of us would like to believe. Worse, we sit idly by while these radicals continue to march us off the big green cliff. In fact, there are Ivy League professors saying it is time to thin out the human population. No. Really, I'm serious now. According to a recent article by a Brown University academic, people are simply ruining the planet. Hey, by the way, didn't Margaret Sanger want to thin out the population, too?
She did. That was her main goal.
No, that's a discussion for a different day. We'll hold on to that one. Anyway, back to our story. Hans-Joachim Schellenhuber and German Chancellor Angela Merkel claims the maximum number of people the Earth can actually sustain and support is a mere 1 billion. Here's what he said. Pope Francis utterly failed to address a major threat to humanity's future that he and the Catholic Church have helped create: overpopulation, says the worldly professor. But old Hans went a lot further and said Pope Francis' newfound environmentalism is, quote, aimed at diverting attention away from a major threat one of his own militant opposition to contraception is making even worse. So it's the Pope's fault. Now I see what he's saying. Anyhow. But that, my friends, is pretty tame compared to liberals doling out advice to the leader of the soon-to-be former free world. That's right. President Obama's science advisor, James Holdren, says he wants to see, quote, a decline in fertility to well below replacement levels. Holdren claims that 280 million Americans in 2040, which is the prediction, is likely just too many. So are they suggesting we start cutting down the population now? Well, it sure sounds like it. I mean, that's only 25 years down the road, right? So if we want to get the number under control, we'd better get to work. I do have some good news for Holdren. Places like the boss's hometown of Chicago, folks there are doing their level best to reduce the number of people each and every day. By the way, today there are about 322 million of us here in America, which needs to be cut down and soon. And I mean, it's not like this kind of thinking is radical or anything. No, not at all, because, I mean, wait a second. Isn't Holdren the one that claimed that global warming? Yeah, he's the one that would kill a billion people by 2020. So a whole lot of people better get to dying and fast to shore up the deadly epidemic of global warming. Maybe suddenly rising oceans will nail a billion pretty quick. Anyway, in 1970, some of these same prophets of doom were warning us that we'd never see the sun again after about 1975, and that particles in the atmosphere would cause global starvation. That's right. They said by 1980, at least 200 million people a year would be dying from famine. They also said we'd run out of oil in 10 years, killer bees were on the way, and the Cubs were soon to win the World Series. None of which turned out to be true. Such hysterical predictions have proven over and over again to be the product of overactive and sick imaginations from those who despise free trade, free speech, and free people. They despise you. Make no mistake. But every generation produces another round of dire predictions about the destruction of the planet from overpopulation, income inequality, and the end of life as we know it from asteroids or a sudden polar shift or poison being belched from cars and trucks or the backsides of cows. It's just belching everywhere. Yet somehow we defy logic year after year in progressive paranoia. We feed more people, clothe more people, educate more people, and sustain and nurture more people than ever before. I mean, think about this. How many people do you think the Upper Peninsula could really have room for? Have you ever seen South Dakota? Eastern Wyoming? I am pretty damn confident we have some extra real estate here in America available for housing developments. And based on more than a billion people calling both India and China home these days, I'm thinking we have some growing room left before we need to start smacking the panic button. I mean, we haven't even begun to fill up Canada. I am truly disappointed to report there are less than 35 million Canadians today just north of the border. Woefully inadequate building process. Those folks need to get started making a little more place for people to stay. They need more hockey fans.
Well, they have more lenient immigration laws up there. But my reaction to these people who tell me that the population needs to be reduced...
Hold on to that thought now. There's an entire movement called the Voluntary Human Extinction Movement. They claim that voluntary human extinction is the humanitarian alternative to human disasters and believe that humanity should commit species suicide rather than continue damaging the environment. My friends, I have a solution. You radical environmentalists, you can be the solution now. You can stand up and say, amen, Steve, I'm with you. You can save the planet right now. As a radical environmentalist, just stand up and say, amen, Steve, I am with you. And you can do us all a favor by killing yourself.
Being first in line.
That's right. You first, my friend. You want to save the planet by human extinction? Let's start with you. What do you think?
Well, that's my reaction every time I hear this.
Yeah, but...
Interestingly enough, the most densely populated continent in the world is Europe. And what did Europe do? Europe had... periodic wars, big ones, for many, many centuries.
I don't advocate that, no.
Well, that's one way of doing it.
That's one. The Voluntary Human Extinction Movement.
ISIS has the same idea, as long as you're not Muslim.
Yeah, I'm not volunteering, all right? It's Free For All Friday. What are your thoughts on that topic? 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Step up. Be first in line for the telephone. We'll be right back.